Must Know German Social Media Phrases, Season 1, Lesson 17. At the Local Market. Hi everyone, I'm Eric.
And I'm Clara.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to post and leave comments in German about an unusual thing found at a local market. Tom finds an unusual item at a local market, posts an image of it, and leaves this comment.
Weiß jemand, was das hier ist?
Meaning, does anyone know what this is? Listen to a reading of the post and the comments that follow.
Weiß jemand, was das hier ist? Das frage ich mich auch. Nanu, was habt ihr denn da gefunden? Souvenir für mich? Ist es wertvoll?
Listen again with the English translation.
Weiß jemand, was das hier ist?
Does anyone know what this is?
Das frage ich mich auch.
I am asking myself the same thing.
Nanu, was habt ihr denn da gefunden?
Oh wow, what have you found there?
Souvenir für mich?
Souvenir for me?
Ist es wertvoll?
Is it valuable? Listen again to Tom's post.
Weiß jemand, was das hier ist?
Does anyone know what this is?
Weiß jemand, was das hier ist? Weiß jemand, was das hier ist?
Let's break this down. First is an expression meaning, does anyone know?
Weiß jemand?
This is a general statement, as it refers to anyone reading this, that might know something. Listen again. Does anyone know? Is?
Weiß jemand? Weiß jemand?
Then comes the phrase, what this is?
Was das hier ist?
This is also very general. It is only referred to as this here, which is commonly used when somebody has no idea what they have found. Listen again. What this is...
Was das hier ist? Was das hier ist?
Altogether, does anyone know what this is?
Weiß jemand, was das hier ist?
In response, Tom's friends leave some comments. His wife, Franziska, uses an expression meaning, I am asking myself the same thing.
Das frage ich mich auch. Das frage ich mich auch. Das frage ich mich auch.
Use this expression to show you are feeling confused. His neighbor, Tanya, uses an expression meaning, oh wow, what have you found there?
Nanu, was habt ihr denn da gefunden? Nanu, was habt ihr denn da gefunden? Nanu, was habt ihr denn da gefunden?
Use this expression to show you are feeling surprised. Franziska's nephew, Mario, uses an expression meaning, souvenir for me?
Souvenir für mich? Souvenir für mich? Souvenir für mich?
Use this expression to show you are feeling playful. His college friend, Cem, uses an expression meaning, is it valuable?
Ist es wertvoll? Ist es wertvoll? Ist es wertvoll?
Use this expression to show you are feeling frivolous. Okay, that's all for this lesson. If a friend posted something about an unusual thing found at a local market, which phrase would you use? Leave us a comment letting us know, and we'll see you next time.
Tschüss!